Chapter 8. Morris Townsend and the Doctor. It was customary for the family in Washington Square to spend Sunday evening at the Allmans' house. On the Sunday after his conversation with Mrs. Penniman, the doctor spoke with his brother-in-law about a business matter. When he returned to the large sitting room, he found Morris Townsend sitting on a small sofa beside Catherine. There were many people in the room, and it was easy for the two young people to talk privately. Dr. Sloper noticed immediately that his daughter was painfully conscious that he was watching her. She sat motionless, her eyes down, blushing deeply. The doctor almost pitied her.
Poor Catherine,
he thought.
It must be so satisfying for a plain, inanimate girl to have such a handsome young man court her. Perhaps I am condemning Morris Townsend without a reason. I should give him another chance.
Dr. Sloper crossed the room and saw Morris Townsend at the fireplace. The young man looked at him with a little smile.
He's amazingly conceited,
thought the doctor. Then he said,
I am told you are looking for a position.
Yes, I would like to find some work, but I have no special talents.
You are too modest,
said the doctor.
I know nothing of you, but I see by your face that you are extremely intelligent.
Oh,
Townsend said.
I don't know what to answer when you say that. Then, do you advise me not to give up hope?
The question seemed to have a double meaning. The doctor observed him a moment before answering.
A young man should never give up hope. If he doesn't succeed in one thing, he can try another.
Morris Townsend looked down at his remarkably neat shoes. He then looked up, smiled, and asked,
Were you kindly suggesting a position for me?
This question annoyed the doctor, who paused for a moment.
Sometimes I hear of possibilities. For example, how would you feel about leaving New York?
Oh, I'm afraid I could not. I must find my fortune in New York. I have responsibilities here. My sister, a widow, and her children live here. She depends on me.
Oh, that's very proper. Family feeling is very important. There isn't enough of it in our city. I think I have heard of your sister.
It is possible, but I doubt it because she lives very quietly.
You mean as quietly as a Lady May with several young children?
Ah, yes. My nieces and nephews. I am their teacher.
That is very good, but it isn't a career.
It won't make my fortune,
agreed the young man. Before leaving the Allmans' house, the doctor spoke to his sister, Elizabeth.
I should like to see his sister, Mrs. Montgomery, and have a talk with her. And I should like to see the children. Mr. Townsend says he teaches the children.
I will try and arrange it,
Mrs. Almond answered.
He doesn't look like a school teacher, does he?
Morris Townsend went to speak to Catherine again.
Will you meet me somewhere tomorrow?
He murmured.
I have something particular to say to you. Very particular.
Meet you?
Catherine asked, lifting her frightened eyes.
Can't you come to the house? Can't you say it there?
Townsend shook his head sadly.
I cannot enter your house again. Your father has insulted me.
Insulted you?
He dislikes me because I am poor.
Oh, no, you are wrong. You misunderstood him,
Catherine said energetically, getting up from her chair.
Perhaps I am too proud,
said Townsend.
You must not be too proud. My father is full of goodness.
I will only be proud of you, my dearest,
said Morris, and Catherine blushed.
Will you meet me in the garden in the square in the afternoon? It is very quiet there. No one will see us.
You know how little there is in me to be proud of. I am ugly and stupid,
Catherine answered. Morris answered with a murmur, in which she recognized nothing articulate, but an assurance that she was his own dearest. She continued,
And I am not even brave.
Then what shall we do if you are afraid?
Asked Morris. Catherine hesitated and at last said,
You must come to the house. I'm not afraid of that.
I would rather meet in the square. You know how empty it is. No one will see us.
I don't care who sees us. but leave me now."
He left her. He had got what he wanted.